5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
9:48 p.m.
That is not the correct time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Once again, it's that very special time of day, 19:30 UTC. And it's time for me. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I need to apologize right now. We're going to have a real weird show today, because I'm just out walking around in my neighborhood. I just crossed the street, and now I am walking alongside the golf course as traffic drives by. Let's see, what's going on? What do I even start with? Okay, here's what you need to know. I have just now returned from getting my first immunization shot for the big COVID. And of course, I am feeling a little bit pretty damn weird. And I'm thinking I need to walk it off. So I'm walking around, and now I can see down into the creek, and I can see some water. I'm looking across through the creek onto the golf course. There are a lot of golfers today, as can be expected, because it's a fairly nice day. It's probably like, oh, it's 23 degrees Celsius, no problem. Maybe a little bit warmer, 24, 25. It's sunny. There's just a slight breeze. It's a lovely day. I can actually see the water in the creek looking for all my little ducks and stuff. I do not see any of my duck buddies. Oh. Right. So I had an absolute hell of a night. Hey, what is that? Oh. Oh my God, you're not going to believe this. My brain just jumped and screamed, blue golf ball, blue golf ball. It's not a blue golf ball. I can see across the creek onto the tee box, and one of the tee distance markers is a blue ball. There's two blue balls out there. And I thought, oh, hooray, blue golf balls. No, anyway, I had the terrible night. And I'm feeling weird, but I just need to move. So I'm out here walking around, and we're going to go down into the creek and check for golf balls when we get to that point. We're about 100 yards away. So, I'm having an interesting day, and I'm going to continue to have an interesting day because it's Godzilla Movie Marathon Day on Comet Network. I'm very happy. There's Godzilla movies on right now, but I know what you're thinking. Tobe, how can you be out walking around when there's Godzilla movies on? Well, right now, they're playing the first one. They're playing Godzilla King of the Monsters, which is the American version of the first film. This is, of course, the film with Raymond Burr. And regular committee members are aware that I like to refer to this film as Perry Mason and the Case of the Giant Lizard. Destroy All Monsters is next. and that doesn't start for another hour and a half or thereabouts. And then I've got all the good ones: Terror of Mechagodzilla, Son of Godzilla, Godzilla versus Megalon. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, we're into the creek area now. And I'm walking through the forest. Okay, I can see down into the creek. I do see a golf ball, but it is a white golf ball, and it's one that's been here for a while. So I'm beginning to think that the other golf ball collectors aren't coming down here as frequently as our little Tobster. Oh, okay. I am now officially down in the creek. Looking downstream, looking for dudes. Looking upstream, looking for other dudes. Oh, there's some people on our hole. And those people that we saw golfing will probably get up here pretty quick. Alright, let's see what we got. I'm walking right up to the edge of the creek here. We got, well, there's a ball laying right there. We could pick that up very simply. It is just a white ball. Maybe we need to get down into the creek bed proper. Because I do see golf balls. There's one, two, three, four, five. There's like four in the water right here. But, you know, if the other golf ball hunters don't have a golf ball retrieval tool, they're not going to be able to get to those in the water. They're not going to be able to get to those over there in the mud. Let's see, we got... Let's count. How many are over here? Well, there's four right here. Four in the water, and then in the mud. Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Up on the bank, 10. I'm picking up number 11. A Kirkland. Kirkland. A Kirkland number 3. A Costco golf ball. Okay, so that's 11. There's one in the water right there. 12, I think, if memory serves. There's two in the water right here. Yes, 12, 13, 14. There's one right here. 15 in the water. 16, 17. 17 golf balls down here, and I'm only picking up one. And there's fresh footprints. Okay, somebody's been walking around down here in the last 24 hours, and there's footprints right next to this golf ball that's been sitting there for 3 or 4 days now. Somebody's teeing off on our hole. So start listening. Start listening for the sounds of golf balls hitting the trees. So yeah, somebody's been down here who isn't interested in golf balls. Can't imagine what the hell they're doing down here. But now, you know, all the neighborhood kids play down here and stuff, so this doesn't really come as a surprise. There's another drive. That one did hit the trees, but it just hit some leaves or something. I can tell by the sound. Oh, yeah, so I'm excited to watch Godzilla movies today. What am I going to eat for lunch today? I don't know. But I'm going to get up back up on the bank. Because obviously we're not seeing any... Ooh, big bumblebee just went by my head. Zoom. Hey, oh, it's a little birdie over there. That's one of my little woodpeckers. All right, let's go back up on the bank. We're not finding any colorful golf balls. But I did pick up that one that was sitting right here on the sandbar. Because it was absolutely no effort whatsoever. Let's get back up on the bank here. And let's look around. Let's look around and see what's happening in the creek today. Oh, I'm really tired. I did not sleep at all well. Kept awake, could not fall asleep. Then once I finally did fall asleep, I didn't know I was asleep. That was around 4:45 or 5. And then I woke up at 5:20. And I said, oh, great. And I slept for 40 minutes. Oh, and that kept happening, and then that kept happening and kept happening, and I decided to just get up. And then I decided, well, since there's nothing better to do today, maybe I'll go get my COVID shot. That was pretty thrilling, especially since they had all these forms to fill out, and I kept asking, well, why do you need my email address? Oh, well, we don't really need it. Well, then I don't really need to fill out the form, do I? Well, we need you to fill out the form so we have a record of blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, well, what do you need my address for? Oh, well, we don't. Okay, well, what do you need my phone number for? What do you need my, all this information? Well, we don't. It's just, you can just put anything you want. Say, okay, you said it, not me. So I put my address, my email address as johnpaul@papal.c. Oh, and I put in a lot of other false information. Yeah, another funny thing is, you know, I walk in and they say, okay, your name? I said, my name is Tobe. And then she says, your last name? And I said, is that important? Well, we need to put your name on this list so we can call you when you're, when it's ready to de- blah, blah, blah. Okay, my name is Tobe. Are there a lot of Tobes here that we're going to get confused with, or... And it turns out they didn't even need to know this. These people, they said, well, do you have this? I said, no, okay, you need to go over to that table and get a number. Okay, so I went over to the table and got my number, and I thought I had to go back to the previous table where they needed to know my name, so they come. They didn't even need me back there. It was nothing but bureaucracy for the sake of bureaucracy. It was insane. Absolutely insane. But I'm out of there now, and I'm back to where I belong, which is down in a creek, you know, in a forest, listening to birds make noises and stuff. And what I'm doing right now is I've walked upstream a little bit, and I'm trying to figure out where that marmot den is relative to... Oh, I know, I gotta go further. It's further down here. You know, there's a big marmot den up on the surface, right at the edge of the creek. And it's active. And when I say a big marmot den, it's three holes, and the holes are wide. The wider the hole, the wider the marmot that goes in the hole. Let's see, it should be right up here. So, the Matis who are using this den, you know, one of them's pretty big. And I have a feeling those are the tracks that we've been finding when we find giant marmot tracks. And I'm hoping it's a birthing den, because I want to see some baby marmots. Did I even... What was that sound? Did I even see any baby marmots last year? I don't even know if I did. Okay. It's up here. Okay, this is that giant tree. And there's the fallen down tree. So that marmot den is like right up there. Now I'm looking around on the ground for evidence of marmot traffic. Where's that marmot moving around? Where's that marmot today? Where's that Mati? Oh, but while I was out driving around, I saw a cool little clump of Caprinus just sprouted out of nowhere. It was about 40 centimeters in diameter, and there was about, I don't know, a jillion little mushrooms. It was cool. It was just in the lawn of a business that I was driving by, and I was like, oh. Look at those interesting Caprinus. Speaking of Caprinus, I'm looking around. I don't see any. But Caprinus disappears pretty fast. What I should be finding right now are things like dryad saddles. With the recent little rains and stuff, those will start growing. And in fact, there should be some growing over there, across the creek in those logs. Well, we should have come down on the other side today. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, well, I think this is going to be about all we do down in the creek today. We got no golf balls, we got no marmots, we got no mushrooms, yeah. So, why don't we listen to some music instead? That sounds like fun.
It's Jupiter.
Yep. And on the other side of it, Planet X.
Oh, we're back. Oh, I wasn't even paying any attention. You should tell me when we're back on the air, Peppa. I'm now sitting here on the floor with some blankies on my legs so the cat can be in the kitty business pit doing some kitty business as we watch. No, come on. You probably know. Come on, there's Nick.
Let's plant the flag on that ridge.
Yeah, let's plant the flag.
In the meantime, I'll set up the telemeter.
The telemeter? You mean the telemeter? Nick Adams, starring in Godzilla vs. Monster Zero. This is so great. This is one of my favorite ones. It's so beautiful. So yeah, they go to Planet X to fetch Rodan and Godzilla. Oh, and who else is in it? Akira Takarada, Akira Kubo, and the girl, Kumi Mizuno, in her cool 1964 clothes. Although I think this is actually later than that. I don't remember. And because we're watching Godzilla movies today, we had to hear Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. You're welcome. Okay, so what are they doing? Yeah, so Nick and Fooge have just made it to Planet X, and they're planting the flag on that ridgeline over there. Nick drives the flagpole into the ground. It's an American flag. Smoking or non-smoking. Then he notices some mysterious footprints.
Be on your guard.
Yeah.
Footprints.
Be on your guard. For those
Glenn.
Killer footprints.
Answer. Hello, Glenn.
Uh-oh. I think he's already been taken by the Cetopians. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Glenn.
He's got to be out here somewhere.
Glenn.
What about Glenda?
Glenn, where's the ship?
Oh, my God. The entire
Glenn.
Rocket disappeared.
Glenn.
That's a good
Glenn.
Trick.
Come back. Answer, where are you?
Come back. Answer, where are you? Right, so that's what I'm doing today. I've got Godzilla versus Monster Zero to deal with, then Son of Godzilla, another one of my favorites. You know, that's the one with the kid who's looking for, you know, vacuum tubes, and then he builds his computer so he can call Monster Island and talk to Godzilla. What are you doing, Peppa? I don't know what the cat's doing. And then right after that, of course, we have Destroy All Monsters. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, Godzilla versus Megalon, the film that contains the greatest quote in film history. And I'd like to recite it for you today, right now. Here we go. Me, me, me. Let me get into voice.
Hey, Goro. That's nice robot. What's his name?
His name is Jet Jaguar.
Yes, I can quote Godzilla movies. That's the best line ever. It's so stupid. I feel like I'm getting a fever. I think I'm catching Godzilla fever right now.
Mr. Cage, can we have your autograph?
All right. So, you're twins.
No. We're your triplets.
Triplets?
Pachinko Maker Sankyo. Sankyo does make the best, or at least some of the funnest, pachinko machines like Sea Story 4, etc., etc. Do I have Godzilla fever or do I have pachinko fever? Well, I do have to say that I feel kind of weird. And yeah, it is a little bit feverish, but the one thing you need to know, the non sequitur that you didn't, the leap you didn't make there, I am kind of starting to feel weird. Godzilla. What was I talking about? Fevers. Oh, yeah, Pachinko. I was watching somebody play Godzilla Pachinko last night, and that was pretty cool. And the thing you need to know is that Fever is a mode on a pachinko machine. You're trying to get these machines. Oh, man, I'm starting to feel real weird. When you play pachinko, you're trying to get it into other modes. You're trying to get this machine to go into special jackpot modes. Fever mode is one of these modes that you want to get into because suddenly you get a lot more chances. You get a lot more reachy, and your odds are way up. And so this is when you're going to hit. This is when you're going to win, is when you're in fever mode. And that was an interesting commercial starring Nick Cage. For the Sankyo company, they make pachinko machines. And of course, he runs into two girls who turn out to be triplets. And, you know, that's what you're trying to get in pachinko. You're trying to get three of a kind. You're going to get two. I'm starting to feel most peculiar. And I got my synth all hooked up and ready to make UFO Godzilla noises. Anyway, so that was the joke. Nick Cage runs into twins, and so he's in reach. He's got a reachy. And then the triplets show up. Oh, we're triplets. Yay, good for you, sweetie pie. Does this mean that Nick Cage won his pachinko game? Nobody knows. But he's doing advertisements for a pachinko machine maker. Not a specific pachinko machine, which strikes me as being odd, but not as odd as getting back to Godzilla. Okay, so we're at the restaurant scene.
Hello. Oh, are we late?
Yes, you are.
Oh, how rude.
Hi.
Shall we?
So yeah, Fuji's sister shows up with her boyfriend, who's the inventor. He's inventing the Super Godzilla. What the hell's going on here? I don't remember.
You've had good news.
Yeah, I got
sold
great
one
news.
Of your inventions, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Hi.
But I can't understand. Why should a company pay so much money for a simple idea like that?
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Terry, I think a great deal of my sister. And I don't know whether you can make her happy.
Oh,
I know.
Weak.
You don't have to agree with him like that.
Yeah, get up and punch him.
What do you think? We have mutual trust in each other. Isn't that the most important thing?
I think so. Mutual trust is a beautiful thing.
Oh, Glenn, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, no, I just stated a general fact.
That won't buy groceries.
Oh, true, but it's necessary in everyday life.
You're fighting me.
It doesn't matter. You can't buy groceries with facts anyway. I know, because I buy a lot of groceries. And I'm thinking about the groceries that I have purchased recently. And what if I even feel like eating? I feel weird. I feel so damn weird. There's a war going on in my body, I can tell. Or maybe it's Godzilla versus G-Force. I don't know. Or maybe it's Godzilla versus the Cetopians. Oh, I don't know. Should I eat? Am I going to get sick if I eat, or am I going to feel better if I eat? I don't know. You've been listening to The Dubious Tobe Doesn't Know What's Going On Committee, a show that airs every single day during Godzilla marathons at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.